Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia launched pre-dawn attacks on Ukraine's capital as air defenses work to stop drones in a relentless wave of bombardments targeting Kyiv. The buzzing of drones and loud explosions were heard early Tuesday as Ukrainian air defense responded to the third Russian aerial attack on the capital in the last 24 hours. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a video message on Monday to mark U.S. Memorial Day, honoring Americans for defending freedom.
We, Ukrainians, will always be grateful to the U.S. and every American for an extraordinary support.
Memorial Day is a U.S. federal holiday reserved on the last Monday in May to honor those who have died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. U.S. Congress is back and topping the agenda is a debt ceiling deal no one claims to really like. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with more.
What's the message to House Democrats who have reservations about this compromise bill?
Talk to me.
President Biden acknowledges not all Democrats, particularly those on the left, may vote for the package Congress is taking up, but...
I spoke to a whole bunch of people, and it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
His debt ceiling deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy runs 99 pages. Both can point to provisions they can call victories. Funding medical care for veterans, and changing work requirements for government aid, and streamlining environmental reviews for energy projects. But each side has a job to do to win over enough lawmakers in their parties to pass it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Well, there is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress is back, again topping the agenda as a debt ceiling, and South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations that the country supplied arms to Russia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. Ambassador Ruben Brickety indicated that the allegations were based on U.S. intelligence and that he would bet his life on the accuracy of his claim. The container-carrying ship, named Lady R, is already under U.S. sanctions for being tied to a company that has transported weapons to aid the Russian war effort in Ukraine. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, is hosting talks in Paris this week on a global plastic waste reduction treaty with discussions on recycling and or restricting pollution and production altogether. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder with more.
Many countries say the treaty's goal should be circularity, or keeping already produced plastic items in circulation as long as possible. UNEP has released a blueprint for reducing plastic waste by 80% by 2040. It outlined three key areas of action: reuse, recycling, and reorientation of plastic packaging to alternative materials. But some environmental groups criticized the report for focusing on waste management, which they saw as a concession to the global plastics and petrochemicals industry.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The NATO-led K4 peacekeeping force says that the 25 of its troops were injured in the clashes with ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo, who were trying to take over the offices of one of the municipalities where the ethnic Albanian mayors took up their post last week. The violence was the latest incident as tensions soared over the past weeks. Serbia has put its military on high alert and is sending more troops to the border with Kosovo, whose Declaration of Independence in 2008 is not recognized by Belgrade. Kosovo and Serbia have been foes for decades, with Belgrade refusing to recognize Kosovo's sovereignty. Ethnic Serbs tried to enter the local commune building on Monday and clashed with police. Tommy McNeil.